And it's KVZ Arts Now on KVCR Arts and Entertainment, as well as the people and places providing it. I'm David Fleming, and on this edition of the program, we welcome once again Benji Phonik.
Woohoo! David Fleming, KVC Arts! It's my birthday! It's hip-hop's birthday.
That's right. Mr. Phonik is here for a couple of reasons and going into the program in a way we haven't done in almost 5 years exactly, with an admission.
We stole hip-hop.
I just always love that line, Grand Theft Audio, and it's just my kind of play on words, but this actually comes from somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I have this love of old school hip-hop, I wanted to kind of really nod at a bunch of different things, and one is Eric B. and Rakim's song, Paid in Full, and it starts with, "This is a journey into sound." And so I thought, this is a journey into Grand Theft Audio. Given a huge nod to Eric B. and the master rhymer Rakim.
Oh, that is too cool. And okay, so the main things that we're addressing here is, well, one, a new video for an old tune.
That's
Ain't Nothing
right.
Wrong. And also, you're here at KVCR on National Hip Hop Day. Just how cool is that?
You know, every year I've been trying to either re-release a song or put out a new song. And for International/National Hip Hop Day, August 11th, and this is the 51st anniversary. So it was 51 years ago today that DJ Kool Herc spun that first two-album, one get-down beat, and they called it the merry-go-round. But I'm just excited to be here on National Hip Hop Day and releasing a video.
National Hip Hop Day, with help from the Committee for a Smarter Use of Spray Paint, dedicated to a brighter and prettier train car, making the rail yard your canvas.
Give or take a couple of weeks, it's right about this time, 5 years ago, when you first came to KVCR declaring this new persona, a bald white geek in his 40s who stole hip-hop. Now, there were a lot of comedic elements in the earliest of tunes, and that's something which remains to a great extent. I mean, even on, say, Rising Star, for example,
sure,
which is a positive, reaffirming type of song, lyrically, but with a silly, silly video. This is the one where you got to take your, I don't know what to call it, your sonic snorkel, your...
Yeah, that's the stellar snorkel.
That's it.
If you don't have a helmet in the vacuum of space, sometimes you can use like a stellar snorkel. It works pretty good. You can't open your eyes, though, because it'll freeze them right out.
Under pressure.
That's right.
Benji Phonik goes beyond parody, and I love that aspect. I mean, there's also serious talent. You are playing most of the instruments, you're writing the material, and more than 99% of it has been of your creation. So, if you would, then let's visit how this bald white geek 40-something metalhead began to even bring us rap and or hip-hop.
Well, David, it was really this simple. What hadn't I done? I did metal, I did rock, I've done acoustic ballads and pop, but there was one thing that I needed to do and I just wouldn't stop. Hey, that was a rhyme.
Oh yeah, you did.
I didn't even mean to do that.
It became hip hop.
National Hip Hop Day.
This is what falls out when you're least expecting it.
God bless us, everyone.
Yeah. Thank you, Tim. God bless
us,
each and every one of us. So how you began to give us rap and or hip-hop, do it in a rhyme if you wish.
No, you only get one freestyle unless, you know, there's money involved, so sorry about that. It's part of the contract. But yeah, I played in all these rock bands, you know, and Conspiracy of Thought. I did the Red Fist Revolution, the Mighty Songhammer, and I wanted to do something different, and I have this burgeoning love of the old school of hip-hop, and it's really started when I was in junior high and high school. You know, the first albums I think that I had were Run-DMC's Raising Hell, Radio by LL Cool J, and then of course License to Ill by the Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
It was a lot of Def Jam stuff, but I'll tell you, that stuff just grabbed onto me. And even though my trajectory kind of changed as I got into bands, that love always stayed there. And so Benji Phonik was birthed out of the idea that I might be terrible at this, but it's going to be a lot of fun, and you should come with me on this journey.
Weren't you even, oh, how shall I say this, one of those skinny white boys who would grab the cardboard from the back of the supermarkets and go right up to the birth of hip-hop, the outskirts of Lake Arrowhead?
That's right. Yeah, the story that I remember the best is my older brother, Jim Fonick. He would go back behind the Stater Brothers that's up in the Lake Arrowhead Village, and he and his buddies were hunting down cardboard. And I think that he had parachute pants and all this stuff. I was an idiot. I was like in junior high school. I didn't even know what he was doing. And then he and his buddies, you know, are, oh man, we're going to do it. Breaking two Electric Boogaloo. It's happening right now. And I mean, they would be trying to head spin, trying to do this. And I remember watching them and just thinking, these guys are idiots, but I love it.
Okay, well, eventually then we got Ben Jafonik. Ben came to the studio. It really was, just coincidentally, almost exactly 5 years ago. It was in August
of
2019.
Yeah.
So now, before the initial EP of We Stole Hip Hop, I think it was maybe a 9-song collection, which was then whittled down to what we got as the We Stole Hip Hop EP. And then many, if not all, of the other tunes came out on the next EP and presented a bit of a different sound here and there, some funk and some jazz and whatnot. By the way, are there any more hard copies of We Stole Hip Hop available at shows or online or wherever, your local bodega?
Yeah, most bodegas carry my stuff. If you're looking for like a good Pinot Noir, you might find Ben Jafonik as well. And that's just
pairing.
A side note. Yes, it pairs well with funk. Pinot Noir, Ben Jafonik, funk. It's a meal in itself.
It's what's for dinner.
And I digress. But yeah, the albums, if you come out to a live show, I primarily sell them at live events. I've sold them online before, but I really like to save them for live events because then I can have something to sign. But it's also just really cool to have something physical, you know, in this day and age where, you know, Spotify and Apple Music and just the myriad of streaming sites are out there. You don't really have anything to hold, anything to have. And so I really like that at a live show, a live event.
That's a fact. And that is the initial EP, We Stole Hip Hop, from Ben Jafonik. That first EP gave us We Stole Hip Hop, Rock Block Party, Braggadocious Rhyme, Future Wife, and Ain't Nothing Wrong. Now, Ain't Nothing Wrong, this has been from the beginning, and still is, amongst my absolute favorite Ben Jafonik tunes.
Awesome.
Oh my God, yeah. Now, the reason that I even bring this up is that we now have a video for Ain't Nothing Wrong, or we will. And just when will we be able to access said video?
Well, David, let me tell you.
Please.
If you act now, you can get this spatula set. And as soon as this show ends, we're going to go live with that video. It's going to be awesome. And we've talked about time travel before, David.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to use a little time travel to, you know, get back into the past. And instead of just going to meet Cool Herc and Grandmaster Flash or Afrika Bambaataa, this time I went way back. It was time to meet Sun House. It was time to meet Ike Zimmerman. It was time to meet Robert Johnson.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I mean, beyond the fact that it's just a really, really cool tune with a great drive, it gives us a historically accurate history of music in the U.S.
Your head
a boom bap beat and it never gets old. You wouldn't have jazz if there wasn't the blues. You wouldn't have country or rock to choose. You wouldn't have hip hop spitting that ill. Everybody in the party, it's time to chill.
We really can't count on folks having heard the interview from 5 years ago when we talked right. about this. So I'd like to get to the beginning of this tune, the thought of this kind of rhythm and bluesy element. This is the big Inception question, without being as confusing as the movie Inception. Props to Leonardo.
That was a big influence on my hip-hop career.
I dreamt that Inception was a
It was
influence.
A double dream. So the beginning of this song, the inception of this song was, I had already written We Stole Hip Hop, I had already written Braggadocious Rhyme, and I was kind of in that mindset of Origins, and Braggadocious Rhyme being kind of an homage or a kickback to Run DMC's Sucker MCs, and then definitely We Stole Hip Hop, as I already said, you know, has that Rakim influence. And then I thought, well, that's not where this story starts. It doesn't start on August 11th, 1973. It actually starts at the end of the Civil War. It starts in, you know, the late 1860s, 1870s. The idea is that blues kind of really started emerging somewhere around the 1870s to the 1910s. And it was definitely a thing that was happening, but it was happening just in juke joints in the field, in, you know, places like that. After the workday, you know, everybody would congregate. And it really came out of the sharecropping in Mississippi. And so you see these musicians coming out. And that's why I mentioned, you know, obviously Sunhouse or Willie Brown or obviously Robert Johnson. But Robert Johnson, he's one of, you know, the early recorded artists. And he died in 1938.
With that one missing song that Ralph Macchio could just not find.
It's true. And when Ralph was trying to find that song, he was with Willie Brown, I believe, actually, in that. And he had to fight Steve Vai in a guitar battle. And that's what this song's about, Steve Vai.
It always comes back to
Steve. Kudos to you, Steve Vai.
Thank you, Steve.
Oh, and Ralph Macchio, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember, were the first words indeed that sort of belted out, ain't nothing wrong with a little bit, that one?
Yeah, I think that a lot of the time the chorus does come first for me because I am trying to write a hook. I'm trying to write something that I think people can grab onto. And this was one of those songs where I was, especially early on with Benji Phonik, I wanted to create a sample of a guitar playing. I wanted to loop that sample so that it played throughout the whole song. And then I would create different textures within that.
Oh, okay.
And so it's the same chord progression throughout the whole song. And then I wrote the hook around that. And then the verses are basically like a truncated version of the same thing.
Gotcha. Okay. David Fleming with Benji Phonik in studio once again, talking about a new video for an old song. A re-release, if you will, for National Hip Hop Day.
National Hip Hop Day, with help from the Committee for a Smarter Use of Spray Paint. Can't get the stain out? Spray over it.
More with Benji Phonik just ahead, as KBC Arts continues. Back now with KVC Arts, I'm David Fleming. On this edition of the program, it's Benji Phonik with us once again as we count down to the release of his next video from a song which was actually on his first EP, Ain't Nothing Wrong.
Ain't
I mentioned earlier that it's you playing over 99% of the instruments that we hear on any of the Benjaphonic tracks, but on this tune, we have Dave Swanson, a.k.a. DJ Coupon, in for that most excellent guitar solo in the middle of this one. You know, what did you call him?
He's the master of the ones and twos, Dave.
The Rick Rubin of
He's the Rick
rap.
Rubin of Riverside.
That's it. You can find some of these adventures, by the way, on YouTube, and you just search for Benjaphonic with the absolute proper spelling that one might think, Benjiphonic.
That's right.
Just like you would maybe not expect. But there's his videos, there's some lyric videos, there's the adventures, there's some time travel that we were talking about.
That's right.
Including some quips and clips with Mr. Coupon there. Now, by the way, isn't it also Coupon on the deeper vocals, the Ain't Nothing Wrong part? Or is this then on over to the Human Wrecking Crew, Evan?
Hey, I gotta be honest about this, David. No. It's all me.
That was so, you for the, okay.
So I wanted the Human Wrecking Crew on this track, and we just didn't have the time to get them in on it. And so I pretended like I was Evan, basically, who has a much lower range than I do. And I just worked and worked and worked until I got where I thought I wanted. And then the higher vocal is me pretending to be like, you know, Brian Johnson from AC/DC or something like that. You know, ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of... I wanted to, or, you know, maybe that's Bon Scott. I wanted AC/DC to sing with some, like, weird crooner.
But they weren't available.
And they weren't available again, so I had to do it myself, David.
Okay.
But you were asking about DJ Coupon playing
that
solo.
Yeah.
And this is the deal. So one thing that you'll hear throughout the song is these little backwards guitar riffs. And so it goes...
Fred, is it up?
Yes. Yeah. Or Devil at the Crossroads. And so I basically thought, okay, it would be cool to run these guitars backwards. And so there's several areas where I'm doing harmonics backwards or little licks backwards. And I started playing the guitar solo and I ran it through a backwards filter as well. That was really cool, but it got a little tired quick because, let's face it, David, I'm not a great solo guitar player.
Oh, man.
But you know who is, David?
Could it be Mr. Dave Swanson?
It's DJ Coupon! It turns out Dave Swanson of the Dave Swanson Orchestra, and he is the whole orchestra, by the way, and rightly so. But yeah, he's a shredding guitar player. And so I said, Dave, do you think you would mind playing like a bluesy kind of cool solo? He's like, just maybe. I come back the next day and he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I think I wrote a guitar solo.
He's very understated in everything that he says.
So we go in there, and I filmed him recording the solo, and he shredded it. And that's the solo that's on the video and that's in the song.
It's a cool shred, but not just a shred fest.
Yeah, it's tasty.
And all this high energy, then you ask me, yeah, that was it.
Yeah, I think I wrote a solo. Yeah, it was awesome. And he and I have done a lot of work together.
Yes.
We worked together all the way back into Conspiracy of Thought, of which, David, there might be an Easter egg in the video.
Wait, what video is that?
Ain't Nothing Wrong.
And when is that going to be?
At the end of this show.
Counting down then until the end of this program. Okay. Now, with regard to the line, the lights are bright and the get down's on tonight. I remember, by the way, that when we spoke about this tune 5 years ago, there happened to be a show on TV.
Right.
Netflix presented a show called The Get Down. This was a fictional show, but it was historical fiction, taking place during the earliest days of hip-hop, around the time the Grandmaster Flash was getting established or first known around, say, the neighborhood, the community kind of thing. So, again, despite this being one of the oldest Benjaphonic songs, we're only now getting a video for it.
I never sent it out to radio stations. I never promoted it as a single. And for whatever reason, and this happens a lot with artists, you know, we make the album and we're like, this song right here, this is the radio song. Everyone's going to love it. I'm probably awesome. And then you send stuff out and people are like, oh, yeah, that song's pretty cool, man. But this other song, that one is cool. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong. That's the one. And you have said, and other people have told me, that was one of their favorites. And I was sleeping on it, man. I didn't think that that was the one, and you guys convinced me.
The thing is, too, though, is that, oh, as far as the emergence of Benjaphonic, I mean, you had a live appearance at a car show in Santa Cruz, but beyond that, I'm not sure if you had much of anything public. Then you came out on KVC Arts, and we talked about We Stole Hip Hop and this first EP, but you really started to push stuff off to, say, Music Mafia Radio and some of the other radio stations across the country, where you have been Artist of the Year and have been number one Artist of the Week or the Month or whatever it was many, many times. That really all started to happen after this initial EP, and so it was good to be able to go back and revisit some of these really strong tunes.
David, I credit you for giving me the brainchild of releasing a previously released song, like a re-release for International Hip Hop Day, because I just thought it would be a cool idea to, A, focus on a song that's really geared towards hip hop itself, and also just to kind of re-enliven some of the stuff that maybe didn't get its fair shake.
Yeah.
And this song, I think, is definitely like that. It's the last of all the songs that I'm pushing to radio from that EP, but it's getting a new life.
Yeah. Even when the first batch of songs was maybe a list of 9 songs, this one still, if I'm not mistaken, wrapped up that 9-song list. And then once you cut it down to 5 songs, it still wrapped it up. It started off so nicely with basically you introducing yourself with We Stole Hip Hop and then wrapping up with this historical thing, Ain't Nothing Wrong. Now, since this is also National Hip Hop Day.
National Hip Hop Day, with help from the Committee for a Smarter Use of Spray Paint. Because sometimes your neighbor's fence is just far too white.
So a bit more about your hip and or hop related songs. We kicked off with We Stole Hip Hop. Now, how about you calling it hip hop? This one came from that follow-up EP, Omega Funk 10,000.
Spitting out a message from the earth to outer space. A planet's in trouble. Please help the human race. A sonic apocalypse has robbed us of the beat. No pop blocks, beatbox, or rhyming on the street. The trap is all around us, in our head and our ears, living in fear. You got to rise up and persevere. No more excuses for suboptimal raps. Listen to your elders and spit fire like that. Now we stomp that beat till your feet get groaning. Dance like a fool till 6 in the morning. We break it down to the power of 3. One kick, one snare, one dope MC. You calling it hip-hop, but there's no rap. You calling it hip-hop with no boom bap. Kids ain't even rhyming on the street anymore. Somebody get a b-boy and girl on the floor.
Now this one also is one that gives us historically accurate representation. I love this about these tunes.
You know, one of the things that I really wanted to do with the music, and maybe this is partly because of my background with COT, which I was always researching topics so that when I did the song, I had like multiple sources of research. And so I took that on and that maybe love of discovery into this project as well. I wanted to tell stories and I really, really wanted to. And I think that I tried to nail this home that this art form, hip hop, comes A, from the blues first. And that is African American people in the fields, in the churches, in these places, creating what we would use as the platform for all modern music today.
Yes.
I can't state enough how important it is to our culture as a nation and as a world at this point, from a musical standpoint, that those incredible artists brought us this. And the same is true for hip hop. Hip hop, you know, was an experiment in joy, really, and partying and hanging out and all that via Kool Herc, via Afrika Bambaataa, via Grandmaster Flash. Those African American entrepreneurs, those visionaries that brought us something that is so out of the box and so incredible, and it has changed our musical landscape. And, you know, I am, as you said in the beginning, you know, I'm a bald white rapper. I'm a nobody. I'm a dork. But these are the people that I cherish and that we should all be cherishing and just lifting up, because they brought us so much.
Oh, yeah.
They made our life better.
And hip-hop by now, it's something that we can actually recognize waves of it and what was going on during certain periods of rap and hip-hop. And I think I mentioned that one because you call it a hip-hop. There's not a video for this one out.
No, yet, is there? No, okay. There isn't. That's okay, another one.
I really picture this guy. You call it hip-hop, being the old man right. Shaking his cane at people. You call it, this is, you know, we had to walk uphill in the snow, barefoot.
Hey, David.
Yeah.
Beards don't lie. Oh. Have you seen mine? It's snowy white. I am that old man.
Oh, that one is coming. Some of the tunes from Benjaphonic, either having it in the title or just simply being about rap and or hip and or hop for this National Hip Hop Day.
National Hip Hop Day, with help from the Committee for a Smarter Use of Spray Paint. Tag, you're it.
We are approaching the end of the program now, moments away with something special going to happen. What is that going to happen?
Do you know what it is, David? I do.
I wish there was video or it doesn't count.
Yeah, you know what? There is video. And it's going to be for Ain't Nothing Wrong, and it's about to be released.
The video is nigh upon us, and I'm not sure if I used nigh correctly right there,
oh,
but
you
I think
did.
I want to keep
you
it.
You did. It's not to be confused with knee.
Before we do the countdown to the release of the video for Ain't Nothing Wrong, some quick thanks to Benjaphonic for coming in, and here at KVCR, thanks to Rick Dulock, Miley Palacios, Sandy Hodela, and Shireen Awad. Many past KVCRs can be found through iTunes, NPR One, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, and most past shows are at kvcrnews.org/arts. Be sure to check out our calendar of events in the region at our homepage, kvcrnews.org, or you can go directly there at kvcrnews.org/calendar. I'm David Fleming, with thanks especially to you for listening and for your support. And now we're just moments away from the new video from Benjaphonic.
Let's say in 5 seconds.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Enjoy the power of blues. Ain't nothing wrong.